As honest as your mother was, Kasam Rahman et Sema with Bishti. You're allowed to put chutei tzemer and beged bishti, and chutei bishtim and beged tzemer. So we'll start in tzemer le bishti. You're allowed to put chutei tzemer and beged shel bishti. The chutim alemo we have shtayim shel tcheles v'shtayim shel lovon. The shtayim shel tcheles are made from wool. The whole sugya, the tcheles is wool. So the shtayim shel tcheles, you have to put them in the beged shel pishti. This is the mitzvah tcheles. It has to be blue, it has to be tcheles, it has to be wool. You have a beged from pishti, you have to put shtei chutim shel tzemer. Teisves is learning that the pashtas divrei gemara afilu tzemer lepishtim upishtim letzemer doesn't mean that only the shtayim shel tcheles you're allowed to put them in the beged shel pishtim. You're allowed to put in the beged shel pishtim even the shtayim shel lovon could be from tzemer. So the halacha afilu tzemer lepishtim is not only the shtayim shel tcheles, even the shtayim shel lovon are allowed to be put in the beged of pishtim. And this is what Tesis is coming to explain why. Why are we allowed to put Bishleim in the Shtayim Shel Tcheles is glat. Mitzvah Tzitzis is Doiche Klaim. So I'm allowed to put the Shtei Chutim Shel Tzemer in the Beged Shel Pishtim. But why are we allowed to put the Shtayim Shel Lovon in the Beged Shel Pishtim? This is Be'etzem what Tesis is coming to explain. So let me send Tesis. Nire. Ve'afilu shnei hachutim shel lovon shel tzemer shori bepishtim. Not only the shtayim shel tcheles are allowed to, even the shtayim shel lovon. Kedeomar b'menoches. Be'etzim it's a gemara b'menoches. So why Tesis repeats gemaras and menoches? Because Rashi learns the gemara different. Af al gav the efshor b'minoy lechure the shtayim shel tcheles, he has to put tzemer in the beged shel pishtim, but the shtayim shel lovon he could put pishtim. Ki le'omar roso migud et tcheles potro lavonam mipoiter. Again, it's kimat a gemore. Rashi learns the mishnah as a gemore. Lametes amud beis. But Tesis learns that that is the pshat in the gemore, and the main Tesis is quoting the gemore. So it's muter al tzmigud. היינו, בעצם it's אפשר לקיים שתיים בחוטי פישטים, and I don't have to put the ארבע של צמר, I can put שתיים של צמר ושתיים של פישטים. But מיגוד את חיילס, I'm allowed to. מיגוד את חיילס, I'm allowed to put את חיילס in the beged, so I'm allowed to put also the lovon inside. מיגוד, just to explain, so what the מיגוד says, that even she'efshel lekayim shneim, here I don't have to be mekayim shneim. Again, we have to alamot minimize the migu. The migu only said I had tcheles, it's kilay. The lovam be'etzem I could do pishtim. Of a migu that I'm allowed to do the tcheles, I'm allowed to put the pishtim. And what happens when I'm allowed to put the shneim shalovon in the tzemer and it's kilay? I efshel lekayim shteyim al yedei pishtim, of a migu that the tcheles is allowed to, so I'm allowed to put also the lovon tzemer in the kilayim. That migu that tcheles is allowed to, so now while I'm doing stam kilayim, I'm putting chutim shel tzemer, and it's eser decheleses. Just animal beklal is efshel lekayim shteyim, I'm not allowed to. Here I'm allowed to. Here I'm allowed to. Tesis is mamshich. ולובן של פישטים נע מפויטר הצמר, and the המשך, ופישטים לצמר, זוג תזס, I'm allowed to put and בגד צמר שתיים של פישטים. על ידי מיגו, What is my migu? Tcheles is the beged semer. The shtayim shel tcheles are feeling very comfortable. It's not kilayim. So why am I allowed to put in the beged shel semer two chutim from pishtim? Mishleim be beged shel pishtim. Agav the kilayim, I put also shtayim shel lovan shel semer. But the beged shel semer, the tcheles is not. So the taste of it is a migu. Migu that the lover was allowed to be doiche the loisase. The beged shel pishtim. Agav the tcheles. So now the lover has a koyach, even the beged shel tzemer, that the chute loch tcheles anat kilayim, you're allowed to put shtayim shel pishtim. And in the migu, the lover shel tzemer poyter be pishtim, lover shel pishtim now he poyter be tzemer. Botzok tzeses davka be mokem tcheles. But I can't put arba shel pishtim when I don't have tcheles be beged shel tzemer. And it brings a right, because the Gemara says, "Otu kol eilon." If anyway, be the evidence okay. So what is the problem? This is the tesis, and this tesis be'etzer is a shverer tesis. First, the migus are very, very strange. What is this koyach of this migu? But we will start before the migu, before the shverket of the migu. We'll start again from the beginning of tesis. Tesis says with medayik loshen haGemara tzemer lepishtim vepishtim letzemer. I'm allowed to put tzemer lepishtim. I'm allowed to put not only the tcheles in pishtim, even shtayim shalom. We read the tesis again. Nire deafilu shlichutim shalom shel tzemer shor bepishtim. Kedama b'menoches tesis holds on zidah zaGemara. Afal gam deaf shel b'mino I could put chutim pishtim. Kedama also migu the tcheles pakro lo v'nami. And we have two starke kashas and tesis. The first kasha, fragt Rebbe Elchanan. Why I need to come to a migu? I have a beged pishtim, and I have chutei tcheles. The beged is kilayim. Now that I'm adding another two chutei tzemer, it becomes more kilayim? A person with shatnez with one string of tzemer and 50 strings of pishtim, or 20 chutim of tzemer and 50, it's the same aveira. So what could be the problem to add chutei tzemer? What could be the problem to add chutei tzemer? Teisva says, I have a beged shel pishtim, and I have chutei tcheiles, I'm allowed to add chutei tzemer. I don't have to add chutei pishtim. Why? Migu, on migu. The beggar is kilayim. What is the difference? What I'm adding? I will ask you, Shaila. I have beggar shel pishtim, chutei tzemer, muta, right? Now I want to put a Torah from tzemer. I'm allowed to or not? Menachem, what's that? Beggar shel pishtim, chutei tzemer, it's kilayim. Now I want to add a Torah from wolf. I'm allowed to or not? Why not? It's beggar kilayim. What if it's been nocha kilayim, nocha kilayim, nocha kilayim? What is more kilayim? Could be more kilayim from kilayim? It's not even ma'ba b'shiurim. It's not even ma'ba b'shiurim. It's kilayim. It's not even what is ma'ba b'shiurim? Ma'ba b'shiurim means I eat one piece of chazer, two pieces of chazer. Here, kilayim is I'm not allowed to have wool with linen in the same baguette. One beged I have, I'm asking you, you come to a store, you have one beged, 10% wool, 90% linen, kilayim. The other beged, 20% wool, 80% linen, kilayim. Is it, what is better to wear? That's already kilayim, I'm adding more kilayim. What is the problem that it's more kilayim?
You put the white
tzitzit
in first.
But because I'm not wearing it, it doesn't make a difference. This is one kash. Rebbe Elchanan wants to go that the beged becomes bigger. It's also not true. The pashtus. If you have to have a beged kilayim, a shirt or a coat, is the difference what is the kilayim? The coat is 5 meters. The shirt is 2 meters. Is enough kumina? Zamazah. If you have a pants and a shirt, I'm asking. It's 12 meters. Stop it. It's 12 meters. Of a one beged longer and shorter? So what is the red bichlab? Second kasha. I want to be madgish that the second kasha is not the first kasha. The second kasha, lo mezogin that there's a problem to add. If you add, it becomes more. Lo mezogin to add is a problem. Lo mezogin to add is a problem. I have a beged shel pishtim and I put two chut etzema. Now the place is beikar adin. Don't add tzema because you're adding more kilayim. So I put chut pishtim. I want to do tzema. I have a mitzvah of tzitzis. Efshal akayim shteim. You don't have to do it with chut elavon. You can do it with chut pishtim. Maskin. I will put in chut pishtim. Now, when I put in the chutei tzemer, it's kilayim also in the chutei pishtan or only in the beged? The chutei tzemer, kilayim only in the beged or also in the chutei pishtan? The chutei tzemer, wither kilayim, only in the beged or also towards the chutei pishtan? What? Can't answer. I have a beged pishtan and I have chutei tzemer. It's kilayim, it's mutter. Now I'm adding two chute pishtan. They said, don't add seven, right? Add pishtan. Now these two strings become kilayim with the other strings that are from wool? Yes. No, so what is efshalakayim shteim? So what? If I'll put pishtan, I'll also have aveir. So what is the difference what I'm putting in? And I'm explaining, it's a different kasha. The Bacham explains, it's two separate kashas. All right, two separate kashas. One kasha is, stop. What is the problem to add? The beged is already bird, it's kilayim. Stop, I'm not adding aveira, it's the same aveira. So golish gitondo, golish gitondo, nothing happened. What is this noise? Beget pishtun shtei chutim treiles, I'm allowed to add two chutim tzemer. I'm allowed to add a torah from tzemer. I'm allowed to add all over the beget. That's one kasha. Lo mezogin, more kilayim, more problems. Say it. Frek of nochi, but I have a better kasha. A better kasha. And that will not help to say, maybe. And I what is that for? Be'ezem eser dechaloises. I have a mitzvah of tzitzis. But tell me, efshel b'inyan acha, get chutei pishtan. I will get chutei pishtan. And now when I will put the chutei tzemer, they will become kilayim with the new pishtan that I put. So what are you gaining? I'm standing now with a beged of pishtan and two chutim of tzemer. Tell me what you want me to do. I have a mitzvah to put chutim. I have to do it in the best way. What is the best way? So Taisa says the best way is pishtan. But the migud, and I'm allowed to put the tchelis, I'm allowed to put the lover. Don't give me migud. So what do you want me to put? Pishtan? I'll be kilayim with the chutim. So I'm adding kilayim. Why to add two chutim tzemer is more adding kilayim from adding two chutim pishtan? I have kilayim in this beged. I have kilayim in this beged. This beged is a fully kilayim. So Tesis is coming and saying, Be'etzem es efshal lekayim shteim. And Be'etzem, the best thing is to put pishtan. So Tesis says, I got them allowed to put out put seven. So first we're asking, I'm not adding aveir, it's the same aveir completely. Le'male ve'le'moyim. But the second kasha is, love is talking, the more strings, the more aveir. As I zog. The Melchonon, we don't understand. We're not going in with that derech. But Lama Zog, it's Lama Zog that it's a problem to add. So what are you telling me? Say add Pishtan. And the Pishtan, the same, but the Pishtan is Kilayim. I'm adding kilayim. I'm anyway having a aveira with a heta. Efshal lekayim shteim alamo, you tell me, don't do the aveira, do it beheta. I will put chutei pishtan, these chutim will become kilayim now with a tzemer, and I will have a heta. So there are two kashas, I want to be madish. One kasha is bichlal. What is the noise of bichlal? And anyway, over kilayim with a heta, they call it more kilayim, less kilayim is the same aveira. The answer is that Mechon advice is more kilayim is more a problem. Is that it? No. So more kilayim is a problem. What is the difference what I'm adding? Say if I'm adding linen, if I'm adding pishtan, say if I'm adding wool, tzemel, I'm having more kilayim in this beged. What is this nicer than this? So we have to know, before we start, the Chazon Ish, Simen Beis or Isdalet, they have today printed like on Masechtas, they have Chazon Ish and Masechtas. You don't have to look at the Chazon Ish, you take the black one, and here they bring it down. The Chazon Ish learns that this is the Pshat and Tesis. Tesis means to say, he's reading the Gemara, Tesis doesn't mean Lomdus. Semer lepishtim, zok Tesis, two Tcheles and also two Lavan. Why? Because it's anyway Kilayim. Doesn't make a difference what you're adding. This what Tesis meant? I know it sounds very far in Tesis, but Tesis in Ksuvis, we don't have really a copy of Tesis in Ksuvis, but if you look at Tesis in Menoches, look at Tesis in Menoches, he says it word by word. Open Menoches Daf Mem, you have it in the papers. V'hayde pshitelei, in the Masr Keiva, v'hayde pshitelei tfei dechutitze mepoitrim b'shel pishton, mishum de belago achi ike kilayim. No migu, no gorish. The belabo chi ike kilay. It's anyway kilay. These are the words of Texas. Came in the belabo chi ike kilay. About it. It's not mashma. We can't go like this. But the Chazon Ish said that this is the pshat. We have to know the Chazon Ish learned that this is the pshat in Texas. Chazon Ish learned that this is the Pshat in Tesis. No Lomdus, Mamash, no Lomdus. This is no Kashis, it's no Lomdus. Tesis says, you have a Begit Shem Pishtot, while anyway it's Kilayin as the Chutei Tzemer, because of the Tcheilet, you can add what you want. So this is the first part. Now, we're first Mamash with the Chazon Ish. We'll not stay, but first we have to know the Derech of the Chazon Ish. So what is the Hemshech of Tesis? Zog the Chazon Ish, come and read the next line. Veloman shel pishtim, you have a baggage shel tzemer, and you have shtei chutei tcheles, you're allowed to put shtei chutim shel pishtim. Why? If the longest was that the reason I was allowed to put shtei tzemer, lovon, in the baggage shel pishtim, because anyway it's kelayim with the tcheles, so what this is in mamshe? When I have a baggage shel tzemer, and I have shtei shel tcheles, I'm allowed to put pishtim. I'm allowed to put pishtim. Why am I allowed to put pishtim? Here, it's not kilayim. So, yeah, it's not kilayim. Look at Lashon HaTesis. The Lord shall pishtim nami poiter. Shall tzemer al yedei migu. The migu the lovon shall tzemer poiter be pishtim, lovon shall pishtim nami poiter be tzemer. Why? No havonet. So the Chazon Ish will explain to you. We'll see later. Rav Nochum said that even if you say the Chazon Ish here you can't say it. So the Chazon Ish very posh. Now very posh is like the Chazon Ish. You know why? The beged is tzemer is tcheilis. You know why I'm allowed to put shtu chutim shel pishtim? Let me to put him, and I will explain in a second what I'm doing. So, I put a pishtim. It's a beged. Give me a second. Now the beged is a beged shel pishtim. That area is a beged shel pishtim, and beged shel pishtim I could put chutei tcheles. So I'm allowed to put kilayim and the chutei. The beged. Forget about the whole top. I'm starting from the bottom. I look at it like a beged shel pishtim. Right now I'm allowed to put tcheles. It's kilayim, so I'm allowed to add after what I want on top. אז אין לא רדה חזוניש פשט. It's five lines. I didn't want to mistake. Very posh. Again, the first part is mamish posh. I have a baggage של פישטים. I put two chutim של צמר. Now the baggage is kilayim. I'm allowed to out love on. Because it doesn't make a difference when I'm adding it. It's avera. And anyway, it's mutter. So everything is mutter. Posh. No migu. No shana tesis. Shebelav hochi kilayim. These are the words. Tesis menochas. Even though we don't want that. Don't learn like that. Zog de Chazon Ish, so what is the Hemshech? Zog de Chazon Ish, just one more step. You're right. The Beged Shel Tzemer and the Chutim Shel Tzemer. Why am I allowed to put Shtei Chutim Shel Pishtan? It says, look in the Chutim Shel Pishtan that this is the Beged now. Now, in this Chutim, I'm allowed to put Chayles? Yes. So now I have Kilayim. Now I'm allowed to have the whole Beged. Tzemer. Why not? Why the first thing you understand the Chazanish? Beged Shel Pishtim, I add the Chutim, everything is bad, I can add what I want. That makes sense. So the Chazanish, Beged Shel Tzemer, Chutim Shel Tzemer. You want how I'm adding Pishtim? I'm saying, forget about a second. I'm adding Pishtim. It's not there. I'll take care of it in a second. Beged, now that area is Beged Shel Pishtim. And that Beged, you're allowed to put Chutim Shel Tzemer. Now that is Kilayim. Now the top doesn't make a difference what it is. Now, Gloch. This is the pshat of the Chazon Ish. It's a Geoides Efshar. But it's so far to learn like that. Hopefully in the Hemshech, the Shiur, will explain why we're not learning the Chazon Ish. The Teis HaRosh calls the second Migu, Trei Migu. If you don't, it's no Shach, it's a Trei Migu. It's no Trei Migu. It's one Lomdus. It's pushed one of this. But it seems to become a part of the this is one of the places to argue with the Chazon Ish. Like, the question will be, if I have a Beged Shel Pishtim, I'm sorry, from silk, I can put two chute pishtim or two chute tzemer in the Chazon Ish. I have a Beged from silk. I'll put two chute pishtim. Loud, right? I'm allowed to put chute tcheles also. לפי לחזניש, אין לכם עם? הרי זאת לחזניש, אין לכם, או לפי דבורי, אין לכם עם? אבל זה חידוש, that is called upon the bag. אבל, I'm saying, חוץ לתלושיינס על תסיס, מיגו, מיגו doesn't help. I will see on תסיס, and סובס, and תסרוש calls the second מיגו, תרי מיגו. מיגו למיגו. It's not מיגו למיגו. It's one of this. While the bag is גילאים, I'm allowed to add what I want. Step one, it's very easy to understand. Step two is mechunishtik. It's not trei migu. I'm just thinking deeper to make more things to look like a beged. It's not a migu. I say one migu, now I'll say two migus, and then I'll say three migus, and we'll see the Rishonim trying to do more and more migus. It's not a bosh to chesh. But Loshna Tesis and Menochus Shekvar Kilayim. Loshna Tesis and Ksubis is also like that. You have the Ksubis? Today we have the Ksubis. It's also the same Losh. The Migud et Cheles Poto Shekvar Nase Kilayim Al Yedei Et Cheles Sheboi. Shekvar Nase Kilayim Al Yedei Et Cheles. This is Ksuvus. A line after the second place where it's on the line. Shekvar Nase Kilayim Al Yedei Et Cheles. These are the words of Tashus. So the Chazon Ish, Moshe takes the words. It's very short to understand what is this migu. Two kashas. What is the problem bichlal to add? Anyway, it's kilayim, and why it's called efshel b'inyan acher? Even if I'll do the pishtan, I'll be doing a aveira. So in the Chazon Ish, this is what tesis mean. It's kilayim anyway. Maybe you can add what you want. And the second step is a deeper. When I look at the chutim that are a part of the beged, and the mele I say kilayim. This is the chap of the Chazon Ish. How to learn pshat and tesis. And if you that, the Chazon Ish la'aloche Haskins, that if you have a Beged Shel Kilayim, you could put on tzitzis. And you could wear it. You could wear it. If you the Chazon Ish, and a Beged Shel Kilayim, you could wear tzitzis. It's a big nafkemina. It was a big nafkemina. If you have a Beged Shel Kilayim, happened in the village 5 years ago. They found out all the talesim are kilayim. Because they would buy Turkish talesim from Turkey. And then they found out that all of that wool is kilayim. That's actually the rabbon, we don't matter. So we put on chutim shel tzemer and a beged shel kilayim.
Even with the arrest, you don't want to tell me why they have
tchilas. I said, okay, we'll get to the shit if it's not tchilas or not. I'm just saying, a beged shel kilayim. פיר רב קיבי אגר בסימן גימל אויס גימל סז להלוכה בבגד של כליים you allow to this is the idea of thesis if it's anyone can you can have what you want this is בעצם the tzusa the shmeisa לפי לחזניש so again Rebbe Chonon asked the kasha in the beginning what you need to come to the mikvah bichlal it's anyway kilayim what we're discussing here what is the noise and he started to go malu b'shiurim and we said we don't understand exactly where is the malu b'shiurim and even if yes so what is the difference if I'm adding tzemer or pishtim Rebbe Chonon's mahalach was shver and the chazanish the darker the dosi kufa the pshat and taste is taki aval it's kilayim I'm allowed to and the second mikvah is mechadish that the chutim also a part of the beged again the l'shoynes ateisvis and menochis and the Rishonis Ateisvis and Ksuvis Kevon Shehu Kvar Kilayim Al Yedei Atchilis and again, it's very shver to understand like that and later Minei Vebei maybe we'll try to bring a Chochis not to learn like the Chazanish B'meile Kumt Reb Nochem Reb Nochem says that he heard this story from Reb Ruven even the Chidushi Reb Ruven is printed a little bit different Well, but we will say the way Reb Nochem heard it from Reb Ruven. The way Reb Nochem heard it from Reb Ruven. So we'll go back to Tesis with the two kashas, the way Reb Nochem was mekabel pshat and Tesis from Reb Ruven. Again, we're hoping in the first part, what Tesis is medayik, loshen ha-gemore, the afilu tzemer lepishtim, vepishtim letzemer, you're allowed to take a baggage of pishtim, and add inside chutei tzemer. So beged shel pishtim, you add two chutei tcheiles, that is clear. Tesis is coming to danzach, if I'm allowed to add the two chutim of lover. And Tesis says, migu, val, I'm allowed to add the tcheiles, I'm allowed to add the lover. Okay, the misvore Tesis wants me to add the pishtim, because efshel lekayim shteim al yidei pishtim. The thesis of Baval, I'm allowed to do the tcheiles, I'm allowed to put the lover from tzemer. And we had two kashas. One kasha is, why I need to come to a migu? The beggar is anyway kilayim. What is the difference if I'm adding kilayim here or not adding kilayim here? Well, why bichlal is a meise? The beggar is kilayim, now it's lembala but a meise. It's not a aveda bichlal. So shakut the esed egoise is it. I'm anyway having kilayim, what is the difference if it's more? That is the first kasha. And the second kasha is, and even if it's more kilayim, so what I will add is more kilayim. Sai pishtim shai tzemer. So what are you telling me? I'm allowed to add tzemer. And if I'm not allowed to, and I will add pishtim, it's also aveira. So it's the efshel lekayim shteim. This is the shvat. Zogt Reb Nochem, it's al pi Reb Kivei Eger in Shulchan Aruch, or Achaim Simen Yud Aleph. Reb Kivei Eger paskens that if you have a beged shel kilayim, you never could put tzitzis inside. Reb Kivei Eger brings a raya with others bearing. The Gemara says in Baba Basra and in Shabbos, beged kilayim lemay chozi. Well, the Gemara is discussing things that are mukze. The Gemara is talking legabei munach b'chaloyim. Kilayim lemay chozi. Not allowed to be nene. Can't even sell it. You're not allowed to be nene. You're allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell it. This is what Gemara speaks. These are revishes. What do you mean lemay chozi? I have a beged kilayim. I'll put on tzitzis and everything will be okay. Well, I have a beged kilayim. So yeah, I have a beged kilayim. I will take chutei tzemer. B'meile, it's mutar in the pishtin. And then everything becomes mutar. And this is what happens if you have the chazanish. Reb Kivei Eger says, the tool of a poshut that you're not allowed. Shaila, why not? I am allowed to put the tzemer in the pishtim, and now everything becomes kilayim beheta. What is the difference that is more kilayim? What is the difference that is more kilayim? So Reb Kivei Eger says a hesber, but Reb Ruben was masbered the following hesber. And this is what Reb Nochem brings in Ois Nun Dalet, Veshem Reb Ruben. First Baal Peh, maybe we'll see it inside. But this is the word of Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem says there's a klal of Eser Doicha Loises. What is the pshat Eser Doicha Loises? I have an Eser, and because the Eser, I have an Aveira. I have an Eser, and because the Eser, I have an Aveira. I have an Aveira, because the Eser, I have an Aveira. Esse doiche leises. So I'm allowed to. The esse is doiche de leises. So what is the pshat? The esse is doiche de leises. If my aveire is because I'm doing a mitzvah, the esse is doiche. But if my aveire is not because my mitzvah, the aveire is not nidche mipnei mitzvah. Esse doiche loises has to be, I have an esse and I have a loises. Because the esse, I'm over aveira. The esse has a koyach to let me to be over the aveira. Right? Because the esse, I'm going to be over aveira. So the esse has a koyach to be doiche da aveira. But if, even without the esse, I would have the aveira. So the esse doesn't have a koyach to be matcha the isur. Only a isur that comes machmas a mitzvah is nitcha. So we'll take, I have a beged kilayim. The head is wool, the middle is linen, the bottom is wool. And again is linen in the bottom. I'm putting on beged tzitzis. Even without the mitzvah, I have a aveira here. So you don't say, but if it's anyway kilayim, so I'm allowed to wear it. The esse is only doicha aloisese shebo machmosoi. The esse is only doicha aloisese shebo machmosoi. Machmas the esse, you need to do aveira, we let you. But if the aveira is done not machmas the mitzvah, the esse doesn't have a koyach to be doicha. One, you see, open the Rav Nochem, you see it, it's a couple lines, and you see it inside. Ois nun dalet, open Rav Nochem, ois nun dalet. The second shtick. Om nun nire de kushe mi kore lese. Maybe we'll stop at the beginning, he asks the kash. Om nun nire. De imosai tzitzis matri kilayin, davka eicha da kilayin bol yede ha tzitzis. אבל היכה דה הכיליים אבל בלא התחילס מהכתסה דה התחילס יתר כלל איסור כיליים במי, על כן אם יש בטליס בזכות עם לובן של צמר הרי לא יהיה כלל דין אסה דה איך לא יססה דו אין הכיליים משום המצווה ססה זוקטר הזה אסה אס דה איך לא יססה when the אסה is the reason for the לא יססה. But if it's not the reason, it's not doiche. If it's not the reason, it's not doiche. Now I will explain it tiffer la mevinim. It's enough to understand it like this also. But tiffer. Not only that the esse doesn't have a koyach to be doiche. Moshe, I said a beged kilayim. I have tzitzis. Val, it's anyway aveire. So the esse doesn't have a bekoyach to be doiche the anyway the aveira, right? This is enough to understand the Reb Nochem, but to say the truth, not only that it can be doiche that aveira, because it's kilayim anyways, so it's not doiche nasi. But anyways, forget, you're right. The add kilayim doesn't change. So what you're adding because the tzitzis doesn't make a difference because it's anyway kilayim. So the tchelis is not doiche nasi. Not that it's only doiche klapid the tcheles. It's not doiche. The esse is only doiche if the aveira is sitting here because of the mitzvah. But if the aveira is here anyways, the esse is not doiche.
I think you must say it by Aroyes.
One again. To understand how we're learning it here. Then we'll say how we learn out from here. Esse is doiche loisese. When the esse is the sima for the loises, when the esse is the sima for the loises, the esse is doiche. Dahainu, if I will not do the mitzvah, I will not have a aveira. Of a vala, I will have a aveira anyways. So even the bit that is a aveira, because the kilayim is not nidcha. See again the loshon of Nochem. And Mosai tzitzis matir kilayim. Heicha shekilayim bol yedei tzitzis. Aval heicha de kilayim ave beloyat cheles. Mechetese de cheles yatir klal isur kilayim. This is the connection I'm trying to add. Okay, we don't need to add it. But this is what the Nochem is saying. I wanted to have the Vona and I wanted to have the Volgan Gantz. So again, the Yesod of Esed Dechalesis, and what is the Yesod of Esed Dechalesis? The Yesod of Esed Dechalesis is, the Esed says, because of me you have to have Aveira, it's not Aveira. But if it's not because of me it's Aveira, the Esed is not Doicha. The Mele, I can't put Chutei Tchelis. I'm sorry, I can't put Chutei Lava. Because if I'll put Chutei Lava, it'll be Kilai. So I can't put Chutei Lavan inside you. So they're telling me to put Chutei Pishon. Freit Reb Nochem, okay. But now we have the second kash. But when I put Chutei Pishon, it's also Kilayim. You're telling me, Be'efshal Lekayim Shreyim, we don't want you to do something Hamarvshach. If I'll put Pishon, it will also be Kilayim. So what, again, first we ask the kasha, forget about the tchelis, the lovan is a mitzvah. Even if it's not a mitzvah. If it's anyway kilayim, why I can't add? The tenets is, this is the yesed of Rav Kiveger and Simon Yudalef in Yichud Tzitzis, that a beged kilayim, you can't matan tzitzis. Only if the tzitzis is the cause of the kilayim. This is the reason, the first kasha of Rav Chanan, forget about the lovan is a mitzvah, what is the difference what I'm adding? It's anyway kilayim. And this is the chaznish said, that is the pshat and tesis. But now we're asking a second kasha. Okay. We're not asking stop. Oh, but now I have a mitzvah after I put the tchelis, Hashem says, come, do a mitzvah and put chuti. So that's it. Now I have a mitzvah to do the skilayim that I'm going to do now. But we're telling you, efshal binyan achar, do it with pishto. Why to do it with tzema? So we asked, and if I'll do it with pishto, it will also be kilayim. So Hashem will not gain if I do pishto with tzema. So what is the difference what I'm doing? I want to be mafri. From the first kasha to the second kasha. The first kasha was, forget about the shtayim shalavan as a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all. But what is the difference if I'm adding chutim? It's anyway kilayim. The Torah says, a baggage of kilayim, you're not allowed to put tzitzis in. Has to be that only because the mitzvah is aveira. If it's kilayim for a different reason, the mitzvah doesn't stop. But now I have a mitzvah to put a shtu chutim. But efshal lekayim shteyim. Why to do it bechutim shel tzemer? Do it bechutim shel pishta. The shayla, if I will do chutim shel pishta, I will have a aveira of kilayim with the chutim tzemer, with the tchelis. So it's not called efshal lekayim shteyim. So what is the difference to you? What I will do? I'm not asking that it's anyway kilayim. I'm asking beetzem I have an esef tzitzis to put to chutim. Just telling you, don't do kilayim because efshal b'inyan achar. Don't put wool. Because then it'll be kilayim with the beged pishton, put pishton. But then it'll be kilayim with the beged tzema. So what I'm gaining, efshal lekayim shteyim, is if you do it without aveira, don't do it with aveira. Here anyway, I will have aveira. So and this Reb Nochem brings down from Reb Reuven the Teretz. But come, we'll see inside first how Reb Nochem asks the kashi. Va'akad etikshi, my shayach haklal din efshal lekayim shteyim. The mishum ze nechayev lehati lovon mipishton. Ho a lovon that will pull from pishton iye kilayim imat cheles. U bechol oifen shiyati liye kilayim. Vi efshal lekayim al mitzvah belo isu. Malim a kilayim avi ima beged o malim a kilayim imat cheles. And here in brackets it brings the chazanish. Chay in birshu shazeh gufa amigo that it's anyway kilayim and it doesn't make a difference. The answer above kashas that doesn't go face tells anyway it's kilayim. Zot Reb Nochem Ateretz from Reb Rub. It's geboid in the first Hanochem that we said. The mitzvah's tcheiles has to be doicha de aveira. The mitzvah's lovon doesn't have to be doicha de aveira. Why? If I will put in pishon, so the beggar will not be kilayim with the pishon. It will be kilayim with what? With the tcheles. But the tcheles has a heter to be doicha de isur already. So while the tcheles has a heter to be doicha the isu, mitzvahs lovon doesn't need to be doicha isu. It's enough that mitzvahs tcheles. And in mitzvahs tcheles is doicha kilayim of the whole beggar. So put pishtim, and now the tcheles will be doicha. Mitzvahs lovon doesn't need to be doicha. I don't need to use mitzvahs lovon to be doicha. You're right, I have a beged pishtim. If I put shtayim shalovon, you're right, yes, it has to be doicha kilayim. Because the tcheles cannot be matir dat kilayim. If the tzemer and the beged. So I will need to use the mitzvahs lovon to be matir the kilayim and the beged, and the tcheles to be matir her kilayim and the beged. Efshel lekayim shtayim doesn't mean that the same thing will do without aveira. Efshel lekayim shtayim means that I don't need to use the maisa tchia of the mitzvah. We'll read them inside and then I will explain it. Look, and Reb Nochem v'shomati. Skip a piece. Shomati ma'agoyim Reb Ruben Rozovsky. The mikol mokoyim, im yadi lovon shel pishton, im ken mitzvah sa tcheles doicha le'isur kilayim. I don't need to use the lovon. Aber b'madi lovon shel tzemer, boi de mitzvah sa lovon titcha le'kilayim. וכמו שכוסבנו לאל, דבלב הוכי לא יוכו להתר, גם משום מצווה סטחיל. And I will explain. This is the only thing you have to see. I'm not going to explain it. It's a building, it's a binyan omoik me'oid me'oid. But it's also poshut. Tesis says that I could have a bag at Pishtim. I have two chutim from Tzemer, from Tcheles that I have. Now I'm coming to put two strings. So Tesis, I could use wool. What? I have a migu. Migu de Tcheles. We ask him, well, I need to come to the migu shel Tcheles. The bagel is anyway kilayim. What is the difference what I'm adding? Stam, on mitzvahs. I'm allowed to add a Torah. The Torah says, Rabbi Kivayga says, you cannot add a Torah. If the beggar will become kilayim, not machmasa mitzvah, you can't put on the tcheles. Why? It has to be that the mitzvah's tcheles is the cause of the kilayim. If you will add something else that will cause kilayim, the mitzvah's tcheles cannot work. So this is the reason Tesis has to come to the meeting. Say that. This was Shlav Aleph, the first piece. Now we ask the different kash. Okay. So the mitzvah slovon comes and he wants to be doich. And we need to come to the migu. Frank the Benoch, why I need to come to the migu? I have a beged pishtim with chut yitcheles. Now I want to do mitzvah slovon. I want to do it with tzemer. They tell me, efshar binyan acher. Shlokish says, efshar binyan acher, do it with pishtim. I'm telling you, if I will do it with pishtim, I'll have a aveir with the tcheles. I don't want to have aveiras. Now I'll have aveir with the pishtim. I put tzemer. What is the difference? We all have aveira. They told me, efshel lekayim shtayim, if I can do the mitzvah without aveiras, be a nice person, don't be a bad person, don't use tchias. Here I anyway have to do a tchia. So you're right. We're not asking that it's anyway kilayim. But I anyway have to do a tchia. Mali if I'm doicha the tcheles, mali if I'm doicha the pishtok. That was the kashin, the bramaskil v'ataki tikshin. That was the second kashin. Comes Reb Nochem and zokta volt b'shem Reb Muda. A goyness. Says like this. If I will put pishtim, it's like two steps. First step one, easy for everyone to understand, and then step two to understand the oymek oymek shabbat vol. But you can understand step one also without understanding the oymek shabbat. If I will put pishtim, the mitzvah's tcheles will be there for the whole thing. Mitzvah's lover will not have to work. If I put tzemel, now mitzvah's lover has to work to be doicha the kilayim and the beged. So we say, if efshel lekayim shteyim, that mitzvah slovon doesn't need to work, let mitzvah tcheles to work. Mitzvah tcheles anyway has to work. Because mitzvah tcheles has to be matter the kilayim and the beged. So if mitzvah tcheles anyway has to be doicha the loisase, so then, don't use the mitzvah slovon, use pishti. Al smigu, but the tcheles is doicha, we let the lover to be doicha. This is the easy way to understand it. Yes, no? Now I will explain it, the same thing. Kiefer, and then we'll read the three lines and you'll see all of the oimik. Family, yeah? All of the oimik, you understand here. The pshat is also. Not stop, the mitzvah tcheles works. I don't want the mitzvah lover to work. Now I need the mitzvah lover to work as well. These are the words, it's easy to understand. For pshuteyav, it's enough to understand it like that. But I want to explain to you a little bit the oimek. We explained that if I have kilayim in the beged, mitzvah tcheles can work. Right? If I have in the atorah kilayim, tcheles says, I can't help you. I can't help at all. Because if the kilayim is without me, I can't start to work. Maskim or not? Kasil, klo? So now I'm asking you a shiloh. But I will put chutei tzemer, and the beged becomes kilayim. I'm allowed to put the tcheles on? The beged is kilayim. How I can put tcheles on? The whole beged is kilayim now. How I'm allowed to put tcheles? If I will put chutei tzemer for the lavan, how I can put tcheles in? How I will put tcheles in? The beged is kilayim. Beged kilayim, I'm not allowed to put tzitzis. The teretz is. But the lavan will be eser dechaleses. So it's not kilayim. So now I can put the tcheles inside. If lo yitzir is no din eser dechaleses, lo yitzir is no din eser dechaleses. So if I put the lavan inside, I can't put the tcheles. So for putting the tcheles, I need the lavan to do a eser dechaleses. So I need now not only the tcheles to do eser dechaleses. I need the lavan to do eser dechaleses. Eser lekayim shteim, that I don't need the lavan to do eser dechaleses. I'll read it inside, then I'll explain it again. Come, we'll read only four lines of Rav Nochum. This is the whole book. V'shamati ma'agoyim Rav Ruben Gazovsky. The v'kol mokoy mi'yati lovon shel pishti v'ken mitzas ha'tcheles derech la yisro tcheles. Aber v'mati lovon shel tzemer be'inen ne'mitzvas lovon titche la kilayim. וכמו שכוסבנו לאיל, ובלאו אחי לא יאכול היתר גם משום מצווה סתחילס. This is the Sefer Sabbath. So it's not some words. Again, the two steps of Reb Nochum. The two steps of Reb Nochum are, we have a taste that says, I have a begit pishti. I have a chutei tzem tcheles. I want to put shtayim shalova. So the taste says, I could come with a mig. We are asking a kasha when we need a mig. Stop? It's anyway kilayim. The Torah says, anyway kilayim, you can't put. The Torah says, you're right. But after the big kilayim has the lava on, the mitzvah tcheles will stop to work. Mrs. Tcheles only works if she's the only cause. If there's a cause without her, she can't work. Sign up. So now, the cases of the mitzvah slovan is done and you're allowed to. Migu. As the kasha, we have to go to Migu. Esa dechaloises. Efshel ekayim shteim, I'm not allowed to. Here's not efshel ekayim shteim, because either way I will do, I will have kilayim. That is the kasha. Tcheles is the kasha doesn't start. You're right that either way I will do kilayim. But if I will put pishtim, the beged is clear. The only one that is causing problems is the tcheles. And the tcheles has a koyach to be doich. Now that I put lavan, the lavan is also causing problems. Not only where he's causing in the beged. When he's causing in the beged, the tcheles can come and save this beged. That was the yisoy. So I will have to do mitzvahs lavan doich aloysaseh. I need mitzvahs lavan doichaloisaseh. And the mitzvahs tcheles has to be a reason to do it and to be doichaloisaseh. So sign mitzvahs lavan will have to work here, and sign mitzvahs tcheles will have to work. Efshalakayim shteim, if we don't need to do that, we don't do that. Now, why? Now, nochem is mash. Chidesh, harav Reb Ruben, v'gam zeh bichlal din de efshalakayim shteim. If I don't need to use that, the mitzvah will be eser dechaloseseh, I don't use it. And here I don't need that the lavan will use the eser dechaloseseh, because I could have the tcheles to do it. So it's not stam because I could be yoytzetzach with tcheles. Again, if I put the lavan, he causes kilayim. And again, I have a bag of pishton, I put the two lavan. If I would put them on top, tcheles can't come. Even tcheles is allowed to, but if it's another problem. So why when the lover is there, I'm allowed to? Because he also does eser dechaloseseh. So I need to come to the koyach of eser dechaloseseh to put the lover inside that the tcheles could work. B'chayigadne, we don't say, this is called efshel lekayim shteim. B'meile misvore, I would not be allowed to. Comes the migu, and the migu lets me. Now, how the migu helps me? Because there was no kasha. Now we have to know why migu helps. Spell migu. Very nice. What is this migu? So it's a rosh mashma. It's a drosha. It's a drosha. Just if it's a drosha, so learn the kolat regula. Only learn in a place that we have a migu. Maybe places learn that the migu is a svarik. And what is the svarik? Not that I'm allowed to have. While anyway, the mitzvah tcheles says esadei chaloisase. We let the lovon to do also esadei chaloisase. We let the lovon to do also esadei chaloisase. This is the migu. This is the avon and tesis. After this is klal, think very klal. Now, Tesis goes to the second migu. What is the second migu? A beged shel tzemer. And I have chutei tcheles. I'm allowed to put chutei pishto. Why? That's an efshel lekayim shteim. Just put chutei tzemer. Why are you allowed to put chutei pishto? Zok Tesis violated the first beged. I was allowed to put lovon, even though it was not needed, because migu the tcheles pater, the lovon was allowed to be put there, even that he was not needed, and he had to cause an esedei chaloisase. But we let him to do an esedei chaloisase. He was not needed for the esedei chaloisase, but we let him to do esedei chaloisase. We're taking it for the next step, and we're saying bebeged semer, and I have chutei tcheles. I'm allowed to put two chutei pishto. I am causing kilayim, esedei chaloisase. I, efshel lekayim shteim, just put tzemer, we don't need it. We saw before that the lover was allowed to put inside, and he didn't have to think about efshel lekayim shteim. So here also, he doesn't have to think. This is a migu, the lover has a koyach, that he doesn't have to care if efshel lekayim shteim. Lefidechaz nish was very modern. The heter was because it was already kilayim. Here is no kilayim. Now the heter is, we said before, the lovin be'etzim had to be also, because I have to do esedei chaloisase. But what the migu said, that even the lemaisa I could do it with pishton, I will not have to use the krech of esedei chaloisase, I'm allowed to use it. The migu, the tcheles, gave the lovin the koyach, that esedei chaloisase, even be'efshel lekayim shteim. So now the beget said pishtim, I'm allowed to put, I'm allowed to put chutei pishtim, even if the etzem is causing kilayim, v'efshel lekayim binyan acher, I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to do it. But I have a koyach to do it. After that I do it, now these become kilayim, how I do the tcheles? The tcheles has a koyach. The tcheles has a koyach to be doichet. The pishtim. So the mokim tcheles, I'm allowed to put the tcheles, I'm allowed to put the pishtim, and I have a koyach of esedei chaloisase. Zok Tesis, so let me to put all the four pishtim. Zok Tesis, only the mokim tcheles was nischadesh this haloche that I have a koyach to be doiche. Shalom the mokim tcheles, I don't have a koyach. Shalom the mokim tcheles, I don't have a koyach. We have to know why, Taki. Agav the tcheles, we let the lovon. But we let the lovon only the mokim tcheles. The mokim that are also to our lovon, we don't let the first lovon to do it. So this is the maskon of taste. The mokim tcheles you're allowed to, shalom the mokim tcheles you're not allowed to. So we call mokim. Lefi tesis is a aloche that the beged shel pishtim, I'm allowed to put four chutei tzemer. I don't need to put pishton. The beged shel tzemer, I'm allowed to put two chutei pishton, not four. Even the be'etzem, I could put tzemer, or because the migus, I'm allowed to, because the migu, I'm allowed to. So I'm allowed to take a beged shel tzemer and to put inside chutei pishton. This is the derech, if tesis, this is the way Reb Nochem understands tesis. Ah, 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 ah
אז יכול להיות כאן שניהם, שהוא לא עשה את הלבן.